Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Have you made vacation plans yet? Like, do you kind of, I mean, eventually.
No, because you won't tell me when we can go on vacation.
I know. I'm holding this train up because I got to figure out, like, I know where I'm going. I just don't know when I'm going there.
Well, I haven't even done that because I don't even.
This is good, then.
Is it happening?
Okay, this is good. Uh-huh. Remember we just did the cruises a few weeks ago?
Are you going on a cruise?
Absolutely not. Hell no. But I'm going to suggest this as an option for you because, and I don't know, when you do take a vacation, I feel like y'all go as a family, like, all the time. It's like, hey, wife, husband, the kids. You don't do
that. Isn't that how most people do vacation?
Some people ditch their kids with the grandparents or with family, and then they go on a vacation by themselves. I swear.
I have seen evidence of this, but usually by Instagram influencers.
No.
Lives I never trust.
I know people that have done this. Like it's kind of like it's just their way to get away and refresh.
Whoa!
And you know, you leave the kids
that
somewhere
works somehow.
My parents never did this. Or they might.
Nor did
have
mine. No,
once,
my parents
and
never
I just
did.
Don't remember it. But I don't know. It's very.
I would just be stressed out the entire time.
Yeah, because you'd be thinking about the kids. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people don't do it. But if you were interested in this, let me suggest a new offering from Carnival Cruise Line, the SEA Cruise. Sailing exclusively for adults.
Has that not existed?
I cannot imagine.
Like, they have adult-only resorts.
They have. Is this the first? Because people are freaking out.
Like, did you guys just discover sandals, or?
So, what they want to do is they want to have casino-themed cruises for adults. All adults, casinos. They don't want to have kids because it's gonna mess up the whole thing. And people are now really worried because a lot of people like Carnival Cruises. And Carnival has to come out now and say, hey, look, we are still a family cruise line. We just want to offer some adult-only cruises.
I mean, that makes sense.
That seems very reasonable. Very, very, very reasonable. Unless you're someone like me.
Unless it's going to Disney World. Like, it would depend on where the destination is.
Yeah.
Because would you maybe book it by accident with children?
That is a problem.
I'm sure they have taken the proper precautions.
They would absolutely have a pop-up for that.
Yeah, like when you put in people's ages, it'd be like, no, no, no.
All I'll say about this is I think it's important to keep the kids on cruises, and here's why. I have always been told that cruises are insane anyway. Like, people are just, it's just rowdy.
Yeah.
If you take the kids out of it, you're talking about a pirate ship. You're talking about chaos on the open seas, and I don't think anyone wants that.
Well, no, you said it. I think it still happens, only the children are witness to it. So maybe it's better for everyone that you leave them on shore.
This is not, and I quote, an adults-only pivot, they say. They just want to let some people go gambling on the ice.
It's just weird. It's weird that people would assume that.
Why would you say
I'll tell you, I'd freak out if planes did it, though.
That would be, if planes said.
If planes all of a sudden said, hey, some of these flights are adult-only.
I would expect it from planes a lot quicker than, because I think some people would, and I don't.
Well, they can get more for adults. If you got kids that are sitting on your lap, making money off you.
It's like, for real.
Bye.
How weird do you want it in the skies? Good morning. Here we are on Wednesday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
The question about the cruise ships is, would you rather be stuck on a cruise with a crying toddler or a crying 20-something? There will be no shortage of tears, but from what source?
that really is the ultimate question, and you have to you can only answer it for yourself.
That's true.
No one can answer for you.
Yeah, very very personal preference on that. But speaking of auditory adventures, this is going to be a walk down memory lane.
Okay.
For some of us, and the rest of y'all gonna be very confused.
Okay.
Gonna take you back to a simpler time. Huh. That's coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
In my mind, I'm trying to think of certain cutoff points. Like, I'm thinking if you're under the age of 30, some of these sounds of our childhood would be completely foreign to you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, wow. I can think of a couple things that that I grew up hearing every single day.
That are just gone.
That there's no way you would ever encounter them.
The kids today, will never experience.
Legitimately, if you're growing up today,
which is kind of a bummer.
There's a lot of nostalgic sounds. Yeah, that you immediately know.
Millennials, Gen Xers, and Boomers. We all have them.
Yeah.
So I think it might be fun to go through a few of them.
Absolutely, yes.
So while you are queuing those up for me, let's start with some Ella Langley news.
Right.
She actually had to issue an apology after an onstage whoopsie. So she's out supporting Riley Green on his damn country music tour.
Right.
Before she performed, country artist Wyatt McCubbin and Vincent Mason had sets.
Oh, cool.
But when Ella went to give him a shout out, she messed up the names.
Did she?
She actually thanked Hudson Westbrook. Instead of Vincent Mason.
Oh, you know, okay.
Hudson is not performing with Ella at all.
He's not. But, dude, she's in the dressing room. She comes out. It's the same thing. This is the same thing as forgetting what city you're in. It happens.
Yes, it does. Fans were confused.
Right.
Still cheered.
Mm-hmm.
But Ella, being the pro she is, already publicly apologized. She said on TikTok, I made an oopsie. The problem is the oopsie was so strange because I have no idea why.
It's okay.
Anyway, so public apology. Sorry, Vincent. Hudson, shout out to you. And then Vincent, sorry. Both Vincent and Hudson didn't seem bothered at all.
No.
Vincent probably got more pub for it.
Yes.
Than if she had just said his name.
Right. Now,
and he said, literally, who is Vincent Mason? And Hudson said, I'll take the shout out any day. So props to everybody involved.
Everyone wins.
Now, Post Malone, you might have seen the news, getting his own bar on Broadway.
Is he? I did not know this. Wow.
It was only a matter of time. I just thought it would be more time. Mm. Guess he's officially made it now. He's opening a new bar sometime this summer in Music City.
That's the rumor.
There's a teaser video that's already been posted.
Oh, Lord.
So the main clue is on the quote on the bar that reads, something big is coming. We'll keep you posted, which is how everybody knew it was Post Malone.
Right.
And it's going to be pretty big. The venue will feature three stages, six bars, a full-service dining room, and a rooftop area for patrons to enjoy the city views.
Everyone gets a bar!
We've created a space where everyone can come together and kick some.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And he's working with the people that did Jason Aldean's Kitchen and Rooftop Bar. Miranda Lambert's Casa Rosa. So
there has got to be like four groups that are the kings of this game, and all you got to do is come
and they're
find
on
them.
It. It's also next to Jason Aldean's place. So
yeah. Probably. I mean, look, you might be able to share.
They can just pop on by.
Exactly.
And say
just
hey.
Put a hallway in between.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly. And back to sounds from our youth.
All right. So
play them and let's see if we can identify them.
Okay. Let's get started.
Do you know that's a floppy disk?
That is a floppy disk, Katie. Absolutely correct.
Use them in elementary school. Thank you very much.
The Oregon Trail.
I had neon ones. Thought I was hot stuff. One of my favorites. That's AIM. That's when one of your friends came online, and then it would close
when they left. When they left. There's a whole.
It's always sad when your crush left.
Honestly. You could do this entire segment.
It's like the snapping of a cell phone.
AOL. That's another one, by the way. Not on this list, but that is absolutely another one. That was a distinct sound. The Motorola Razr.
It's very satisfying.
And it was...
It punctuated every breakup and bad phone call.
We used to be a proper nation. And we all talked on Motorola Razrs.
Yeah, and had teen lines.
It was the best.
Teen lines.
All right, one more.
Never forget.
Do you know that one? That's probably the trickiest one in here, frankly.
Is that a credit card machine?
Wow, Katie. Okay. The manual
when you had to,
credit card.
Actually get the numbers.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Which sounds so sketchy.
Yeah. You'd swipe it.
That's the one thing people are worried about now. Oh, they're going to get my numbers. That used to be all you did.
Yeah, that's all you did. You handed him your numbers to a real life human being every single time.
Mom, get off the phone. I'm trying to get on the internet.
That kids is the sound of what it used to take.
Impatience.
To get onto the internet. With Katie's commentary, too. Because it wasn't just like you could open, you pick up this phone, and boom, internet's
immediate
live.
Access.
No, you had to dial in, and make sure that no one was talking on the actual phone that was wired into your house like we were all a bunch of caves.
Which is why everything's bundled.
Unbelievable. We could keep going on this. Maybe we will.
Let's turn this into a game.
I think that's the best way to do it. If you've got something you want to suggest, you can text us, 713-881-5500. We will archive these for a later day.
For future
day.
Use. Mm. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Money Minute. What's that, I hear you ask?
Good question, Katie.
So every day before 8:30, we give you the chance to win $100 mm-hmm. on the show.
Mm-hmm.
60 seconds. We set the clock. Got to answer 10 questions correct. But because we love you, try to make it a smidge easier by giving you an answer every day before 6:30. So today, in our quiz, one of the answers will be the number that occurs the most. The number that occurs the most.
Those actual words.
That's the answer.
Okay.
The number that occurs the most.
If you would like to take a shot at the Money Minute.
And we know you would.
Got to enter. Go online, thebullhouston.com/contests. Hey, he's back.
If you smell.
Sean
is cooking.
How was the break?
It was great, man.
Yeah?
It was great.
Great.
So my wife and I went up to New England, and the weather was gorgeous. Other than one day when it rained, but it was almost like a perfect kind of rain because we were in Maine that day, like the coast.
You want a little
water hitting the rocks. We went to Kenny Bunkport and saw the Bush compound and everything.
Yeah. All right, two big Astros stories.
Yeah.
Let's start with the game.
Last night, Lance McCullers. This is big.
Mm-hmm. Lance McCullers has had a complex couple of weeks.
He has, and we'll get into the off-the-field stuff in just a second. But Lance McCullers last night, this is what we've been waiting for literally 2.5 years. He won his first game in 986 days.
Yes.
He Astro fans remember, he came back from an elbow injury in August of 2022, pitched pretty well, pitched some important playoff games, got shelled in the World Series. Mm-hmm. And then that was the last we saw of him for 2.5 years because he had another elbow injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked his way back. He's pitched a few games, but last night he was spectacular. And the big thing about this game, it was against the Pirates, not a really good team, but the other pitcher on the Pirates is Paul Skeens, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's a huge story on a bad team. He outdueled him. They won 3-0, and Lance threw 6 shutout innings in this game. This is a massive thing for the Astros because I feel like since I've started doing these hits with you guys, the Astros lose a pitcher a week to Tommy John surgery.
They have.
Don't you put that on me.
No, I'm not putting it on you. It's on me, if anything. But they're losing pitchers. They're dropping like flies. And now all of a sudden, out in swoops Lance McCullers, who's been a really good pitcher. When he's on the mound, when he's pitched, he's been really good for the – I can't believe it. This is his 11th season with the team. Mm. He's only won like 50 games in 11 seasons.
11 seasons.
He's injured all the
time.
Keep
that in mind. Yeah. I feel like everyone kind of knows the base of 11 seasons.
Yeah.
He's been here for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
And his thanks for that, obviously, was the death threats against his kids. Because before last night, he had not been. Is that correct?
He'd been okay. Well, it was like 2 or 3 starts ago. He got shelled. It was his second start back from injury.
From a 2-year
injury. And this is a guy who's done a lot for the Houston community. And among all these guys who have come and gone with the Astros, a lot of them have left for big contracts.
Absolutely.
He is the one guy.
He stayed loyal.
He's about it.
Where's that H, man?
Yeah.
He loves it here.
So he got shelled. He got knocked out. He only got one guy out in the entire game. Forget it. I can't even remember who was against at this point. I think the Royals, maybe. It was his second game back. He gave up 7 runs in the first inning, and he didn't even make it out of the first inning.
Yeah.
He gets back to his locker, and he's got death threats on his social media from some. At that point, we didn't know who. The mystery has been, you know, pulled back now.
Yes.
But these were like next level. These were like, I'm going to stab your kids.
Yeah, there were against
when I see
kids.
You. Yeah,
I'm very familiar with those messages in the inbox. My child wasn't born at the time.
These are serious. And he responded to them. And he actually, again, with
did
way
he
more
respond
class,
to them or did the police respond to them?
Both.
A little both.
Both.
But
yeah.
His thing is like, hey, I'm trying to do my best at work.
Yeah.
And I think the quote was, this obviously doesn't help that.
Right.
Like, but that was all he said. Yeah. But now we know who the bum was.
They found the guy. They didn't. His identity has not been revealed, but his profile has been in terms of like what the deal was with all this. Overseas, better. A B-E-T-T-O-R, like
a not, gambler.
Yeah. Oh, so gambler. Not an American?
An inebriated gambler got mad, obviously had money on the Astros or sure. maybe had, you know, money on the, you know, the total on the game of total mm-hmm. runs scored. The game was probably went over the total runs scored before Lance even walked off the mound, you know, that kind of thing. Whatever it was, he lost the bet, this person, and wanted to be very apologetic to Lance, and I apologize, and I didn't mean to do this. I don't know if there's going to be any. I don't even know what the law is. He's not in the United States. I don't think he can go like.
Is he an American? Do they know?
I don't know. Yeah, identity not revealed. Other than he was a drunk gambler.
I can't wait to hear more about this. Hopefully, we'll see. Hopefully, we find out more about this.
My big thing is this is a really bad look for my people, the inebriated gamblers. That's my thing. I'm like, come on, man. Our people have been trying to make it in this world for years. They finally legalized gambling all these places.
Guys, you finally got what we wanted.
We're going backwards. We're going backwards as a people. These inebriated gamblers.
Sean, thank you so much. We'll talk Texans later in the show.
Sounds good.
Would you live in a haunted house? I know we're both looking. I know we're both shopping.
What kind of break do I get for it?
You are asking all the right questions, Katie. I think I have found the house that I want to purchase to call home here in Houston.
Okay.
It has one glaring issue.
Oh, no.
And we will talk about this coming up next.
So Frito found the perfect house?
Yes.
Except,
and like,
well, you mentioned haunting.
Yeah, I really want to take advantage of the everyone that's selling all those old properties in Galveston. Like, I really want to get one of those 1900 storm survivor homes. Like, it's just my thing. I love the beach. I love old historic homes. So I was looking. One was like right at my budget. Then I found one that's actually bigger than that house, still super nice inside, but it's legit, like $200,000 cheaper. Like my eyes bug out of my skull.
Yeah, because your first thought is, what's the problem?
What's wrong
with it?
Because I assume that there's got to be a pretty significant issue. Like, I know how it goes. Call the realtor, tell her, hey, go ahead and look into it. She comes back to me and says, you don't want this house. I say, why don't I want this house? She's like, I don't know how you feel about this type of thing. They swear it's haunted and someone has absolutely died in this home. Like, you can track it back. It was a violent death. Someone died in this home.
Violent? So someone was murdered in this home?
Well, she said violent death, so I assume that to mean it's a murder house. And the people that live there today have said they believe that murder to have caused a haunting. Now, it saves me about $200,000, and it could potentially be my dream home. So the question is, should I care? Should I care?
Would you?
Would this bother you?
Well, what evidence do they have?
I have not.
As to the hauntings, do they just feel it might be haunted?
I really honestly want to get in touch with them, but I know that's like kind of not to be done.
Because if you've had actual experiences.
I need to see the evidence.
I think you could actually probably charge more.
That's the thing. Some people.
Because there are so many weirdos that would go. Oh, but look.
Some people really get into that.
This one comes with a ghost.
Exactly. It conveys to the best of our knowledge. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Look, we know that someone died a horrible death in this home. We know that has reduced the price substantially. And we believe, furthermore, that there is a haunting in this house, maybe related to that, maybe related to any other number of things that happened in it we don't know. Would you take advantage of the savings and buy this house? In your opinion, what would you do?
I think I would, with some exceptions.
Okay. Well, I want to see what you guys think. 713-881-5500.
It's not a definite no.
Okay, so we're on a maybe at least with you. I have to get some more opinions. Hit us up. We'll talk to you all coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. So this fool figured out what's wrong with the Galveston property market.
This particular home, yes, violent death and a haunting, but it will save me $200,000.
Considerable savings.
And I'll be living on the beach.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's it does require some thought.
That's why we are talking it through.
The question is, could you?
Yeah, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tara. I'm from the Humble area. So I'm going to say, look, take some of that 200 grand you're saving and use that to purchase a cleansing of the house. Remove the spirit.
Oh,
have your dream home. Okay. Live on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, get on Etsy. See what kind of rate you can get.
The thing, and I was just reading a couple of the text messages that have come in, and they're like, look, the Amityville Horror is literally the story that you're telling right now. That's the story.
Yeah, but wasn't that a hoax?
It was also kind of based on the other people from The Conjuring, and like, you know, it's kind of, I think 200,000.
$200,000 could definitely buy a good cleansing. I'm just saying.
It could buy you peace of mind for sure.
I will sleep real well, even if my body is levitating over my piles of money that I save. Okay, I appreciate the perspective.
Maybe the ghost can be bought.
Thank you so much. Mary, what do I do in this situation?
So it depends. Is this an old-time ghost or a more recent ghost? Because I think that being haunted by a millennial sounds terrifying. But being haunted by, like, an early 1900s person, way more doable.
I want a Victorian-era ghost. I got to be real.
Yes.
That is true. That is a big
haunted by a millennial
difference.
Ghost on its phone? I mean, you're being ignored by the ghost in your very own home.
The ghost just wants more screen time. I know how to fix that. I like your thinking.
Yeah, it could be a boomer ghost, and now you're just being judged constantly for being on your phone. Like,
I'll take a good boomer ghost. I'd love to have a boomer.
That does sound a lot better.
I'd love to have a boomer ghost. Like, Victorian era, followed by boomers, anything below that, not interested. Thank you so much. This is good feedback.
This is
I'm actually very grateful for this. So, but I still need more.
Dreamhouse might be unlocked.
Yes.
Ghost and all.
But that's the problem. it could save me a lot of bank. I mean, a lot of coin. And it's exactly where I want to be. All that stuff. So would you? Sean, we got to talk ghosts and houses and everything this morning because I need to know what to do.
The savings, are they worth it, Sean?
$200,000, but it's haunted and it's a murder house, as best I can tell. What's my play?
So my wife, when she was in college, she and her roommates, they actually lived in a house in Galveston, and it was haunted.
Okay.
I started dating her, and I stayed at night there several times. I'm talking like, I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom at the back of the house, and someone's walking around, and I see a figure walk through her friend's bedroom, because it's one of those old houses where the bathroom is in one of the bedrooms, so they have to, make it a little wider for bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, I turn around and I come back in the middle of the night. I'm like, it's like, I guess her roommate was going to the bathroom, so I was just gonna wait back there. And I woke my wife up, and she's like, no, she's staying over at her boyfriend's house. I'm like, okay, well, that's weird. And then they had issues. They had issues where, like, the roommate would go into the kitchen, and all the cabinets would be open, and like, she's home alone. It's like, didn't do that.
Do you have any idea what the haunting was related to? Like, was it
a death?
Is
it the same house?
How big was this house?
It was one bedroom, or I'm sorry, technically two bedrooms, one bathroom, and it had like a bonus room in the back, and that's where the bathroom was.
Got it. Yeah, not the same house.
Maybe like 1,000.
Not the same house.
Yeah, it was a small house.
Okay.
So you're saying not worth it.
You're saying that's too much. You don't want to go down this road.
Well, I mean, how much is a house total comparatively to the others?
Oh, it's about 200 grand cheaper. 200 grand.
I mean, if it's in good shape.
Even the man who has experienced the haunting says.
Would it be different if you had kids?
Well, I mean,
Because that's when you start getting your kids. Exactly. That's when you start getting kids talking to corners and having imaginary friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That becomes a little more off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kids make you creepier.
Yes.
Wow. Sean.
He's got cats, so he's fine.
You don't think
if you're on your own, it's fine.
Sean, we appreciate the advice, my friend. Thank you. Steven, am I buying the house or not? What do you think?
I would say, as a realtor, I would go ahead and call them and talk to them and see what happens, see what they say. See if you can stay there a couple of nights, something like that. They might be friendly ghosts.
So basically, I do reach out to the seller, be like, I heard it's haunted.
Want
in.
Why not?
Tell me more.
Give me your evidence. Give me your evidence.
Maybe you make a lifelong friend.
Maybe I do. Maybe
not the seller, the ghost, obviously.
Well, hey, no, maybe the seller's down too. I don't know.
But, Steven, so as a realtor.
Yeah.
I always forget, in the state of Texas, do you have to disclose such things or do you have to wait until you're asked?
Yeah, how does that work?
Disclosed right away.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all parts of it, like someone died?
If someone's died or had a violent death in the house, you have to disclose it. It's against law.
Okay, yeah. Which
but
is
that's
why,
not something you put in the listing. So how does that
Yeah, how do
come
you
up?
Do it? Do you wait until they come into the room?
And they're like kind of interested?
Because I haven't walked it yet.
It's
kind of like one of those things where like you go in the house, okay, so is there any problems with the house? Well, yeah, there's been a death.
Okay. And then it is.
It has to be like a violent death to have to disclose it because people, it happens. But if it's been like a murder or if there's a haunting in the house, you have to disclose it.
Okay.
So you do have to tell people.
Okay, haunting is critical. Wow, even if, I did
even
not
if
know this.
You don't have any evidence?
I guess there would be evidence somehow that if someone says, there's a haunting. All right, then you get disclosed that there's haunting.
That means there's got to be. I agree.
You just read your clients because
have evidence, then I think you get some money.
Yeah, if you have evidence, you're probably the only one.
Let's get paid. Yeah. Might have some sleepless nights. We're going to be rich. We're going to be real wealthy.
Right. Hey, I got a video of the first haunting in the world.
I'm already shopping a screenplay. Give me a couple of months. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Steven.
Have a great one.
You too.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Lisa. I might watch way too much true crime, which is why I think your email first caught my attention.
Okay, well, yeah, that's kind of what I expected, and that's not good.
I mean, I'd say it's too early to tell. The verdict is still out, but you reached out because you're worried about what's going on with your husband. Is that about right?
Yeah, the short version, I am. I'm just worried. It's not exactly helping that my friends are all in my head on this and everyone's telling me they wouldn't stand for his behavior.
Okay.
I should lay down the law or whatever, but I don't know. I might be crazy. He's driving me crazy.
Okay. And what's going on?
Okay. So, he works from home. His office is like this little space right off the living room. Well, we've got a 3-year-old and you know how it goes. He ended up getting a door put in for privacy and to keep out some of the noise on his more important calls.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it. It seemed like the obvious thing to do. And it wasn't like we couldn't afford it. So part of his job has always required some travel. Maybe once or twice a month, he'll be gone for a few days at a time, sometimes a week, but nothing sketchy or anything.
All right. Can we ask what it is that your husband does?
He's a
spy.
He's in sales.
All right.
Have you ever heard of a freight forwarder?
I have not.
That doesn't
mean nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Well, I hadn't either, but here we are. So last time he was on the road at some point, I'm trying to find my kid's favorite stuffy, okay? Like this hideous thing, but what are you going to do? She loves it. And I'm tearing up the damn house and she's just pointing to the office saying, Daddy. And I'm thinking, all right, the toy is shut up in the office for some reason. No big deal.
Okay.
But when I go to open the door, No luck.
So it wasn't in the office?
I have no idea. I couldn't get into it. His office was locked.
Locked?
Yeah. And at first, I thought maybe my kid had somehow gotten in there and locked the door. Mm-hmm. But my husband did the install, and the thing requires a key. And I guess I never realized.
Okay, and we're guessing you obviously you didn't have the key.
No, I, like I said, I didn't even realize that's like a real thing.
Right.
I wasn't sure what to do, but I knew it was going to drive me nuts. Like, what's in there that would require him to lock the damn door? So I called him.
What did he say?
Well, I acted like I broke in to find this toy. Mm. Trying to sort of to gauge how he'd react.
Yeah, what did he say?
Right.
He asked if I found anything else, which clued me in that. Yeah, which clued me in that maybe there was something to find.
Absolutely.
But he was also trying to act like it was no big deal. Like people lock doors in their homes. It's not some new concept.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus he was, he kept saying he was in the middle of some big deal and could we talk about this when he got home, but he sounded like on edge.
Okay.
And he gets back home. I don't bring it up immediately or anything. I'm waiting for him to sort of bridge this weird thing.
Yeah.
But well, he hasn't. He did, however, he did get that lock replaced real quick.
Really?
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Not to make light of your situation. But if this were a movie, Lisa, I would totally watch it. Just saying.
Yes.
I'm very invested.
Yes, I'm in.
Very invested.
I just want him to tell me what the hell is going on.
Me too.
Well, that seems like a very reasonable request given the circumstances. But you mentioned earlier that your friends already had something to say about all this.
Yeah, they think the next time he goes out of town, I should call a locksmith and actually figure it out for my damn self. Like, turn the place upside down until I figure out his deep, dark secrets type of thing.
Well,
now we're talking.
Again, this could be just the true crime fan in me, but like my mind's already running wild. I just don't know if my perspectives is the same as like a sane person. So with that said, we want to get Jeremy on the phone and see if we can get him to own up to anything
now,
here.
Lisa, you do know we aren't actually like PIs.
Because
right?
We're not.
Like, we're just kind of yeah. Nosy, but we yeah. Can't actually guarantee we'll discover anything.
I get that. I just have to try something. Anything is better than not knowing.
Okay. Well, no promises again, but we'll try our best. We're going to get Jeremy on
not
the
much.
Phone. That's really not. Hang out. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
I don't know about you, but I found that riveting.
This is...
I'd read that book.
Yeah, man. Like, that's a screenplay.
I'd recommend it to my mom.
I don't know... Look,
but what's going on?
Yeah.
Lisa doesn't know.
Lisa has no idea.
She is upset because her husband, Jeremy, what did she say? He was a freight forwarder or something?
Something like that.
I'm going to guess port stuff, shipping stuff. But
right.
When he goes out of town, he locks his office.
Yes.
He locks his office.
Which is
a space he uses to work from home, but he
weird.
Added a door to it.
Yeah.
And now he locks it.
Which is weird to me.
Kind of suspicious.
Anyway, but
so she wants to know what that's about. So do her friends. And
yes.
Frankly, so do I. So I think we've got him on the line. Hey, Jeremy, you there?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, crazy day. Just responding to your last minute emails here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm all ears. What's on, guys? What's up? You said you knew my wife or something?
Yes, kind of.
Vaguely.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on with us. We know you're a busy man, always locked in your office and all
oh,
that.
Geez.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, hey, aren't we all really?
Well, if we had an office, maybe.
They don't even give us a cube, man.
Don't know that we'd feel the need to lock it down Fort Knox style.
No.
But
well, what can I say? I like my privacy, you know?
Just a man and his secrets. Okay. Spreadsheets. Just a man and his spreadsheets.
Stop it.
Okay, yeah. But seriously, what's happening right now? Is this is Lisa with you or something? Is this some kind of prank? What's going on?
Well,
that depends, Jeremy. Do you think the idea of needing a deadbolt for your home office is funny? Because to me, it seems pretty damn suspicious.
Yeah.
He's suspicious. Is that what this is all about?
Yes.
Look, I just, you know, I don't want Peyton getting into my office. That's not weird. I mean, you have a lock on your phone. Is that suspicious? I mean, should I be concerned about that? What about our laptops, iPads, you know, passwords required on both of those? I've got important files, documents in there, and, you know, all that things. Wow.
Okay. So is that the reason you've got files that you don't want to be...
I mean, not that it's anyone's business, but yeah, it's also my office. I mean, it's my office,
right?
So it's where I do my job, you know, my job, Lisa. I mean, that it's so strange. And that thing that pays for the house, you know, that you love so much. I didn't know it was a crime to keep the door locked, so my work doesn't get disturbed or misplaced when I'm out. I mean, that doesn't mean. Look, I'm not trying to hide anything, okay? Promise.
So, give me a key.
What? Why?
If it's not a big deal, give me a key. I don't like the idea of having a room in my house that I'm not able to get into. What if something happens? What if next time it's Peyton that gets trapped in there? Or what if something happens to you?
These are good points.
Well, my lawyer would get in touch with you and make arrangements. There's a plan.
Come on, man. Are you serious?
that I'm not a part of. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Like, what is in there? You're obviously trying to hide something. Listen to yourself.
I'm not trying to hide anything. You know, I keep private information private. Understand? I mean, there's a difference. The fact that you're being so nutso about all this is kind of make me think that you are the one with something to hide.
Don't do that.
Come on. It might not be behind some closed door, but I want to know what you've done to violate this trust. Why do I have to say flat out that I'm not running a drug smuggling operation out of our house for you to believe me? I told you my reasoning. That should be enough.
Okay.
Well,
much like you, Jeremy, now that you mentioned it, I didn't think you were operating a drug smuggling operation out of your house, but I might be now.
Look, you know, come on. Don't you think it'd be easier if you kept the door unlocked on occasion? Or like, I don't know, you know, if it would just make her feel better. Like, why can't she just go poke her out of there? And so what? She reads some boring shipping files? Happy wife, happy life! And all that.
I mean, okay, I hear what you're saying, all right? But, you know, I also don't want to, you know, enable this. Enablement leads to disablement, right?
Come on.
And what about the next crazy fantasy she cooks up? You know, I have to just go along with everything she reads online because she reads doors can't be locked or some DJ says so.
Her friends also said so.
That's true.
Enablement leads to disablement? That's not even a saying.
Well, it should be. Look, I don't need to encourage bad behavior. I need my wife to be a mature adult and trust her husband. When he says that there's nothing going on, it's just work. One kid is enough for me. Okay.
Can we see what people think about this? Because, like, I sort of agree.
I see both sides.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you brought up good points, but in a way, maybe it did make you seem a tad suspicious.
Just a little bit more suspicious, yeah, man.
I get it. Look, you can do whatever you want, but. You know, I got to get back to work. I think what you're going to find is that most people, I hope, will see where I'm coming from. Watch.
Okay.
I don't know.
That
we will.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. But guys, thank y'all so much for being on today.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I honestly do see the point.
International drug smuggling ring aside.
I get it. Just.
I'm kind of with Lisa.
Are you?
I don't know that I would want a locked room in my house that I cannot access if he's not always home.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
It's not because I want to go in there and I want to snoop around or anything. I just... I wouldn't like knowing there's a room I can't get into.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. What do you think? Would this bother you? Call us. We'll talk to you coming up.
Trying to crack this mystery.
Yeah.
Would that bother you? If you had a locked door in your house,
right.
Your husband's office, he's got his reasons, private files, big time job, makes good money, but
yeah, like it's still a locked door.
I don't know. I see both sides.
All right. Caitlin, what do you think?
That's absolutely crazy. If my husband did that, that's crazy.
So you're not going for it. If there's a lock, if there's a locked door and he gives you essentially those
excuses. It's not even
excuses.
A normal lock.
It's a deadbolt. It's a dead. It's a lock you can't just kind of jimmy through, right?
It's our house. I should know what's behind that door.
That's like, the thing. And there might not be anything suspicious
behind
it.
But what if there is?
But you don't know. And I don't care what he says.
If it's to ease my mind to know what's behind that door, why won't you just let me see what's behind the door?
I think that's
and where's
important.
The trust?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like you're casually dating or something. I mean, you guys are married with a child.
Yeah, it's her house, too. Like it's still her.
You can't trust her not to go in and not snoop around and read these private files?
Like, I don't.
That's weird. I'm sure she doesn't care.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Kim, what do you think?
I have never in my life called into a radio station. That's not going to start.
Okay.
He is a cheater. He's a narcissist, and he's self-deflecting. He is trying to make her think she's crazy, and she is not.
I did not. I did not like that flipping it around on her a bit.
100%. She is. She needs to go with her gut. She knows something is wrong. She needs to go with it.
Okay. All the red flags.
Why did you go to cheating, Kim? Like, why was that your immediate suspicion?
Yeah.
It's happened to me. It's happened to women everywhere, women and men. Don't get me wrong. But what the number one thing that people do is they try to find fault with the other person.
Right.
Automatically start making them think that they are the crazy one. They're making stuff up. No, she is spot on. She knows something is wrong.
Okay.
She needs to go with that.
And if he keeps us up, I mean, that's where gaslighting comes from, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, absolutely.
If he doesn't change this behavior,
I know not a lot of people know the definition of that word. That is the absolute definition of that word. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
All right.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you want to weigh in, hit us up.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie.
Hey, just a secret locked office in a... a home
all
office.
The things.
A home. Yeah, I've never thought about that. That this might be. It feels, regardless if there's anything wrong with it, which a lot of you guys are saying, there's absolutely something wrong with it.
Could it ever be necessary?
Yeah. What do you think, Kimberly? You're next. Would this bother you?
Absolutely.
Even if it's his office, even if that's where he does his work, even if he's saying, hey, it's just like any other office.
Well, maybe he does have some high profile clients and things. I mean, what is that, shipping that he's involved
shipping,
with?
Yeah. Import, export.
Yeah, imports. I mean, I don't know what all that entails, but
it feels like a little bit much. You're not in the CIA, my dude. And I don't think your wife cares who you're shipping what to or getting what from. I think she just wants to not feel like there is a secret lair in her house. Like, it's bizarre.
I wouldn't have asked permission. I would have just broken and snooped around and found nothing if there's nothing, and that would have been the end of it.
Put everything back the way you found it.
Yeah, yeah.
Take pictures.
Be very careful. I mean, nothing in there, she'll never look again.
Exactly. Yeah, I think he's made her interested.
Yeah, you have turned
this
into
creating
a thing.
This secretive environment. If he had just left it in office, I mean, she wouldn't care.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a completely different situation. Hey, thank you so much. All right, Jake, what's your perspective on this?
So I think one or two things. He could have some really important documents in there where he's got some NDAs on him, or he's got a second family across the sea somewhere, and he's got family pictures on the main screen of his monitor, and you don't want nothing to do, want them to get involved.
Wow, we heard the cheating perspective earlier, but he's going full-on second family.
Photos.
Yeah, well,
he's got to switch him out. You know, like, oh, no, I'm home.
You don't want this three-year-old to see it.
Let's just go, let's play this to its conclusion. If true, he could probably at that point tell his secret wife, hey, I'm going to my office Right. She doesn't know what's in a house. Yeah. She doesn't know what's in a house. Like, so she could be zooming you, whatever. That's bizarre. But,
well, based on his schedule, I mean,
travels a little bit.
He does travel, but it seems like it was 2 weeks out of every month.
Days to a week.
Yeah, I mean,
now it's a couple of days to a week. So he's probably got a kid over there. He's got to spend more time with. So
he's got the same schedule with Family B. Yeah.
He just reversed. I don't know. Intriguing.
I think you were right about the NDA. That's kind of what got me. Is it is entirely possible you would have those kinds of private documents, and maybe these would never be allowed to be at your home before, but after the pandemic, I mean, the world changed.
They changed it up, so maybe it's a...
Maybe the company no longer has office space, and so you got to do what you got to do.
That's true.
Again, I could not have a room in my home that I did not have access to.
I'm with you there. My spouse has a key to every door in the house. There's some filing cabinets that I do keep for office purposes that just me and employees have.
Interesting.
But for NDA documents.
Well, dude, thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe that's the play. Lock up those documents, but keep your office
cabinet
open.
Yeah, you could do that. You get a safe. There's so many. Yeah. We'll talk to you next time. James, what do you think? Is she making too big of a deal out of this?
I hope he gets paid for his second job as a dancer, because he's tap dancing all over the topic.
He was very good at it.
Okay, so you felt like these were non-answers. I mean, this was really...
Well, he didn't answer anything.
There were no answers given. Like, there's no... no. It was just like, hey, you're kind of... This is stupid.
Including
I don't want
to
talk
about happens
this.
In the event of an emergency, to which he said, oh, my lawyer will that's
what?
His wife.
What? Who are you?
From the time he answered the phone, he started doing a damn... heel tap.
He did.
But some gymnastics. Some gymnastics
yes, exactly.
happening.
I mean, the key to a good marriage is transparency. It's not just his house.
Yeah.
It's their house.
No doubt.
Well, it's more her house than his if he's always gone.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's keeping the thing running, and then except for the one secret vault that you have in there that she is not allowed into. It's interesting that we are all on the same page on this. Like, everyone has been, there's not been one person calling and been like, no, no. Because again, it does, I get kind of what he's saying, but no, no.
There are things he could do.
Yes.
That don't require him to lock the entire office and have a chamber of secrets in his home.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's not his home, it's their home.
Yeah.
And transparency is a key to a good marriage because it eliminates doubt.
1,000%.
Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here.
Hold on. I need to find a picture of this thing because Natty Light is claiming they have just invented the perfect Father's Day gift.
Okay. I mean, that's a bold statement.
It sounds kind of like a redneck Murphy bed.
Why?
I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3, The Bull.
Natural Light has created a toolbar, which is a workbench dartboard hybrid for the dad that has it all. I can't decide if this is a good idea or a really, really, really bad idea.
It's strange.
I'd question quality because...
Yeah, it's promotional...
Consider the source.
Promotional prominence.
Nothing says getting stuff done like losing darts in your drywall, I guess, but let's talk Gibson.
Okay. Gibson what?
Guitars.
What has Gibson got going on?
Hi, Michael J. Fox. You may know me as Marty McFly.
Leah Thompson here. I played Lorraine McFly in Back to the Future.
We need your help.
We are on the lookout for a missing guitar.
We're trying to find the guitar. The guitar I played in Back to the Future.
No one's seen that guitar since 1985, and we need to find it.
What?
It's somewhere lost in Space Time Continuum, or it's in some Teamster's garage.
This guitar has been lost to the future.
What?
One of them has it.
They have to.
This is the cherry red Gibson.
Oh, I know exactly the guitar you're talking about.
He shreds on the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Yes, very famous guitar in pop culture. What do they mean they haven't seen since 1985?
I saw the headline like they're searching for the guitar, and I thought, did it just get stolen or did they just lose it? But It's been missing since 1985.
That's what I mean. How did y'all let that thing in? What, it's not a cheap guitar. It's someone...
Like, does someone from the prop department have it? Like, I feel like you guys maybe should make some calls before you put out an internet video.
Yeah, this has to be a stunt. It's gonna surface somewhere, somehow.
Oh, here you go. The guitar was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in L.A., returned after they were done with it.
Right, right.
And nobody knows where it went after that.
Oh, that's stupid. Someone knows. Come on, guys.
Somebody must have bought it.
That guitar was a smash. Or the movie was a smash. The guitar would have become very valuable the second that movie came out. Wow. Okay. Well.
Start looking at employees. Launch a full-on investigation.
Yes, it's out there.
Who owned that store? Back in 1980, whenever.
A guy named Norman would be my guess. Let's find Norman.
Norman got any kids?
I bet he does.
Opportunistic children?
Bet he does.
This year is the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, so I think they want it so they can, obviously, yeah.
Commemorate.
Do something with that. Maybe redo the scene.
Mm-hmm. Explain why their predictions all fell short in 2015. Lots of things need to be done.
You've got some questions about the flying car.
Oh, so many questions.
Another thing we have so many questions on, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
YouTuber Mr. Beast.
Right.
Billionaire.
A what?
Well, he's worth $1 billion.
He's a billionaire? I mean, it makes sense. It's like biggest thing on YouTube, sure.
I haven't seen that anywhere other than a response to a post where someone had called him the only billionaire under 30 years old not to have inherited his wealth.
Oh, okay. So people are ascribing billionaire status to him.
And he said, I personally have very little money because I reinvest everything.
This is actually true.
I buy that.
This is true.
He says, I think this year we'll spend around $250 million on content. Ironically, I'm actually borrowing money from my mom to pay for my upcoming wedding.
Allegedly.
But sure, on paper, the businesses I own are worth a lot.
This is all very alleged, but he has always said that, he rolls over everything he makes into the next stunt, like the next big thing. That's how he pays for this, is all of that money is what builds the sets. It's what's the prizes.
Well, I understood that when he was going at it alone.
Yeah, but now
but then
you
once
have
you start
side
signing
hustles.
Those massive deals with, like, is
big,
it Prime or
monster brands?
I mean, they're going to pay for that prize money, aren't they?
Are you
I mean,
not
that doesn't
keeping
have to
that,
come out
yeah,
of
are you not keeping any of
your
it?
Like I stash.
That, it sounds like what you'd want to say if you never wanted to pay taxes is what it sounds right. like to me. So I'm just not. I believe someone spends a lot of money on that
he's
content.
He's been sued, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't.
That's where the money
just
goes.
Saying that is the excuse you would use. Well, why do you do it, Mr. Beast? Well, I guess I'm just kind-hearted. I just care about the people and content.
Look, I can't hang on the guy. He has done a lot. He has given back.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
But that was his thing when he got started, too, right? I think he got money from people.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he would use
all of it. Yeah, that was the idea.
To make everything bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
That is the gimmick.
Which is how he became Mr. Beast.
True, true.
And something you wouldn't have to spend a fortune on. Mm. The natural light workbench dartboard hybrid.
How much would this cost me?
Well, good news is it's free.
Oh, okay.
Because you can win one of these.
All right.
From Natural Light.
Yeah.
If you want to go to naturallight.com/toolbar, they also have instructions if you'd like to build one yourself.
This sounds like a bad idea.
It folds up into the wall. Like, it's a workbench.
And
folds up and then becomes
a dartboard.
And
that's the dartboard. So you drop... I just think you'd want a little more... That it seems like something it could rip the wall out of your garage if you do something incorrectly. You know what I mean? Like,
and
if
don't
you need
you
a good
want,
workbench...
I mean, depending on what kind of work it is you're doing...
Yeah.
It seems like you'd want something a little more permanent.
You want something hefty. I just think this isn't... This feels... I might not be...
It feels like you're half-assing both sides. It's like a hobbyist thing, maybe. But if you want your garage to be a workspace and a man cave, I guess it's perhaps appealing. So you can sign up online, win one, or build your own. Like I said, they got Richard Karn from Home Improvement to do a jokey infomercial for it, which is...
Yeah, because Home Improvement, everything went so right all the time in Home Improvement.
No, he was the competent one.
Oh, he was. That's true. He was not the tool man.
It's just Natty Light, carpentry.
Oof.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Not so.
Also, if your dad cared, regulation height for a dartboard, 5'8".
Oh.
From the floor to the bullseye.
Oh.
Looks like this would fall at least a foot shorter than that.
Oh. No
bueno. Keep that in mind. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Christopher is like, we got him on the phone. And he was like, yep, okay, we're good. So I'm not going to waste time, dude.
Yep.
10 questions, get them all right in 6 seconds, give you $100, and you get bragging rights. You can pass on the questions. We'll come back around to those if we have time at the end, but can't change an answer once you give it. Is Katie locked and loaded?
I'm ready.
That's a yes.
Audrey Faith Perry. Audrey Faith Perry is the real name of what famous country singer?
Oh, my God. Pass.
244. 244 minus 17. 244 minus 17 equals what?
Oh, my goodness. $229.
A person who tries to influence the government on behalf of a special interest group is called a what?
Lobbyist.
What is the period called when we are seeing more and more of the moon? Is it waning or waxing?
Waning.
Who was Experiment 626 in Disney? Who was Experiment 626?
Oh, man, pass.
In what city would you find the Chrysler Building?
Chicago.
Who was on the $50 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
Some of those threw me, dude.
Interesting. I always test these on Frito first.
Yeah.
He also had the same answer. Hold on.
Yes, as far as...
Oh, he also said... Okay, I just had to make sure I wasn't
crazy. Yeah,
he also said the Chrysler Building was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, did I misremember?
No, you're correct. I double-checked. <It's>
like, you were like, I had to go back and look.
I'm not wrong.
Okay, Christopher, let's go over the quiz. Audrey Faith Perry. It's the Faith, right? It's Faith Hill.
Yes, Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
244 minus 17...
227, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want? You said 229.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
You got lobbyist. The period called when you're seeing more and more of the moon. You said waning.
Mm.
It's waxing.
Yeah.
It's waxing.
Waxing.
Experiment 626. I only included it because they just did the live action.
They did.
But it's Stitch. Yeah. From Lilo and Stitch.
Stitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the $50 bill. Also forgot. Ulysses S. Grant.
That's Grant.
Sorry, bud.
It's Grant.
Sorry about
that. Don't get those too many of those.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No. Especially not now.
Dude, look, great work. Sign up again. We'd love to have you
Please.
Back on.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
BullHouston.com/contest.
Exciting stuff for Jason Aldean. Just got another number one.
Yes, he did.
30th.
Yes, he did.
For those of y'all keeping track.
See, I'm learning a lot about Jason Aldean. Did you know he thinks encores are...
He hates them.
No, check it.
I'm not a big encore guy. I feel like I hate when artists kind of bait them into that. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to play one of my biggest songs so that you guys cheer when I'm done for me to come back out and do this, right? Like, and I always tell them, listen, I'm going to just play you guys everything we got. And when it's over, right? Like, that's it. I'm not going to go off stage for 5 minutes and wait for you guys to cheer for me to come back out. Like, let's just play everything we got. When we leave the stage, it's done.
Man, I agree with that philosophy.
But I also like what he's saying. I play what I want to play.
I play what I want to play.
If I didn't play it, I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the set list, and now I'm done.
Yeah, now I'm going back to the bus.
I'm a professional, and I'm tired.
Also, something you might not know about Jason Aldean, he is a monster fan of beans.
Oh, that beautiful bean footage.
No. I mean, he has a great recipe.
We didn't have to tie it in. Just this is how you can win tickets.
Family recipe. It's insane. He's actually passionate about his beans.
Fine in those small towns.
It's just beans for all beans. Round 3. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you want to win your way into Jason, you're just going to have to deal with some bean-related gimmick. Now how do we describe? You're filling in the blank.
It's day 3. You haven't picked up on this yet. So I'm going to give you 3 phrases with some missing words.
Yes.
You just fill in the blanks based off the clue that I will also provide.
Get 2 out of 3 correct.
Yep.
Go to Jason Aldean.
Now, we do have a holdover from day 1.
Oh, we still use
code? I'm using it until someone correctly identifies.
Okay,
him.
So if you have been
because I really do rate movies. based on his survival.
I want someone to get with this question correct. Yeah, so if you've been listening all week, you got a good shot at this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will get you on the phone and play Beans for All Deans next.
Jason Aldean's playing the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion coming up in August.
Yes, he is.
And we would like to send you...
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Totally unrelated games. This rhymes. Here we are.
So we went with it for an entire week, y'all.
Two day parts. I am losing steam on the beans.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Lisa.
All right, good morning. Let's play Beans for Aldean.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Okay, Lisa, I'm going to give you a phrase with some words missing. You're just going to fill in the blanks, okay? I'm going to give you a clue each time, and if you can get two of the three, then you will win your way to see Jason coming up in August. Are you ready?
Yes.
Blank bean. You can tell if a movie is good or not based on whether or not this British actor dies.
Blank bean.
SB are his initials. SB.
Yes. We gave the hint Game of Thrones yesterday.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And Lord of the Rings.
The Nicolas Cage movie about...
The really terrible one.
The Golden Eye.
Which he survives.
Yes,
which
that's...
Which is all you needed to know with Eddie Redmayne. Where he's like a werewolf or something.
Sean Bean.
Thank God.
If he lives by large, yes, the movie's bad. If he dies, yes, it's worth seeing.
If Sean Bean dies, it is iconic.
Yeah, it's good.
It is an iconic film. Look it up. Tell us we're wrong.
Okay, Lisa, one more and you win. Let's go with blank and blank beanstalk. A fairy tale about B&E. Breaking it in.
Repeat that again, I'm sorry.
Blank and blank beanstalk. It is a fairy tale, Lisa. I just added that also about breaking and entering because that's what he does.
That is what happens in this story.
The entire story. Mm-hmm. Blank and blank beanstalk.
Jack and the beanstalk.
Correct.
Roll that beautiful
All he
bean
does is
footage.
Make a dumb purchase.
Yeah.
A dumb trade.
Regrets it.
And then... breaks into some dude's house and steals his golden goose.
I mean, this is exactly the plot of John Wick. Well, not exactly, but it's very similar to the plot of John Wick.
It'd be a lot easier for the giant to go on a murderous rampage. Let's all think about that. All right, Lisa, you win.
We're cutting this game short because, again, we need the material.
Like we did the beanstalk.
Yes. Lisa, you're going to Jason Aldean. Hang on the line.
Awesome.
Look, you're starting to fill out your area back there with some
I know,
of the
isn't it nice?
Now, these are all going to the troops, but in the meantime...
They go to me.
I just like the creativity of the animal ones that
I know.
I'm
putting my faves up on the board.
Yeah, like the ones that are the best around.
Not to say we're reading everything you write.
No.
I just happen to like the pictures on these two in particular.
Yes. One is a orca. One is a wolf. The wolf
Lone
one might
wolf.
That might be my favorite card
yep.
thus far.
Yep. And they were in envelopes. They just fell out, which was a bummer.
Yeah. But they will be delivered
yep.
just like every other card from 10,000 for the troops to one of our fighting men overseas.
Yep.
And we cannot wait to add your cards to the outgoing mail.
So here's how it works. You can buy a card, as a lot of people have done, or you can make a card. It could be something as easy as just writing, thanks for your service. Now, if you want to write something a little more heartfelt, you've got a few more words of gratitude to express, you can write a full-on letter. We've had some of those as well, especially from former servicemen.
Yeah.
So however you want to do it, if you want to get the whole family involved, we know the kids are out for the summer now. We have a coloring sheet that you can save and download at thebullhouston.com. We've also got copies of it out at Mack Hike Chevy because we're doing this whole thing with Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And having a blast. If you are a business
mm-hmm.
and you want to do many cards
yeah.
and you're kind of sitting on those waiting to either mail them or bring them to us,
yeah,
that's cool. We also have those pickup parties.
We do.
All, and I do mean all around the city of Houston.
I mean,
surrounding areas.
And parts beyond, guys. We're trying to get as many opportunities for you to turn these in as
yes,
we can.
Yes, we want to make it easy on you because we're asking you to do us a solid and help us get to the 10,000.
Yes.
So King Ranch Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealer. Check out those locales online as well. And if you're a daycare or something like that, this and you're looking for an activity for the kids to do.
Great activity.
And if for some reason you're having trouble with the file, you can always reach out to us via email. It is listed on our post about this. So if you email me, I'll send you the direct thing. You can print it out for however many kiddos you need. And yeah, you're taken care of for at least a few hours.
Yeah, whatever y'all need, hit us up. And you can obviously find out all the information online, thebullhouston.com.
If you smell...
Sean, C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is a big topic,
has
man.
Has taken over.
Love on Sports Radio 610 when C.J. Stroud dominates the conversation most of the time.
This is that. You always know when it's the offseason, dude.
Yeah.
You know it's the offseason. People get real, real jumpy.
Yeah.
Over anything.
Yeah.
We have a lot of time on our hands.
We do. Now, the Texans have been in OTA practices, organized team activities. They're voluntary. So most of the guys come in for these practices. And CJ's there for it. They're probably of the 90 guys on the roster, there's maybe 10 or 12 who aren't there. They're working out on their own. They're not, just sitting around eating hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story in OTAs is that C.J. Stroud, they've had three practices since last Wednesday that have been open to the media. He has yet to throw a pass in any of those three practices.
And this strikes everybody as weird, which frankly it strikes me as a little bit. You have three reps, three whole practices, and you're the quarterback.
It was weird after the first one.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like Wednesday, like, okay, hang on. Davis Mills is throwing passes. Yeah. Keaton Slovis, who's on the practice squad, is throwing passes to guys. And C.J. Stroud's just out there. He's taking part. He's in uniform, but he's taking part in some of the warm-ups where he's just handing the ball off. But anything that involves him picking up that right arm and slinging it like he does so well, he's not been doing any of that. So the mystery at first was, okay, well, when D'Amico Ryans got asked about it after the first practice, he's like, well, everybody's dealing with their own stuff and they're on their own schedules and everybody's kind of, you're going to see some guys practicing and some guys not throughout OTAs, which was an answer when it's about your quarterback, the leader in your team. Something's up, man.
That's a non-answer.
Something's up. Okay, so it's a non-answer. So you guys agree with us on that.
I do.
So then he sends CJ Friday, does not practice again. So now something's definitely up. And then yesterday, he did not practice. And so D'Amico Ryans got out in front of it at the beginning of his press conference afterwards. He said, hey, guys, just wanted to say that CJ is dealing with a little bit of shoulder soreness. We're not alarmed about it. I'm paraphrasing here.
Sure.
They're not concerned about it.
Right.
Listen, when CJ's ready, CJ's ready. Just a little shoulder soreness. We're just being extremely cautious with
him.
Right. And then the follow-up question to that from Will Kunkel of Fox 26, I believe, said, hey, did CJ have any work done on that shoulder during the season? Do you have any surgery done or anything like that?
Procedure.
And D'Amico kind of started doing a little thing like pulling his sleeves and tugging on,
Getting nervous.
If he were sitting at a poker table, he'd be like, that guy's got pocket aces right there.
Okay.
And he said, enough with the CJ questions. CJ will be ready when he's ready.
So that's a yes.
Essentially, technically, I guess it's a no comment on the surgery thing.
This is complicated because on one hand, this is a guy's health, right?
Yeah.
It's just his business, what he does to him. So he doesn't want it out there. It is so weird to me that you wouldn't just say that day one. The reason you didn't see him throwing, got some soreness in the shoulder, resting him. The fact that you were like, we don't want to say anything is weird.
I totally agree with you. It's like you're reading my rundown for my show.
Is it possible he injured himself doing something stupid? Embarrassing?
A little bit of the background. Yeah. CJ's dealt with shoulder injuries before.
Yeah,
so he's dealt with his rookie year, which was 2023. He was actually on the injury report a couple times with a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. He played, but he was listed on the injury report as probable to play, but he had a shoulder injury. He had a shoulder injury at Ohio State, missed a game with a shoulder injury. So that's where it gets a little bit alarming is...
Shoulders are rough, man.
Shoulders are rough. It's his throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
He's not a quarterback who has a lot of different ways he's going to beat you. He's going to beat you with his arm.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that runs around a lot.
That's a weapon.
Yeah, that's his superpower. So this is kind of until it's not a big, it's one of those things. It's a big deal until it's not a big deal.
Right.
Until he gets out there and we see him sling the ball around, which I'm not anticipating. Minicamp is next week, mandatory minicamp where all the guys have to be there. I'm expecting him not to throw at that. This is just me predicting it.
The way you're describing it, it actually sounds like a pretty solid plan for him. I mean, if that's what he's got.
Yeah.
Drop your first dime
rest it
in
until
the season.
It's game time.
Drop your first
Why get injured before?
You got to get out. Right. He needs to be out there in training camp. Here's the other thing. They got a new offensive coordinator, the Texans. I mean, they're installing a new offense. He needs reps in this offense.
That is
plays
true.
And everything.
That is a good
point. So you've got that. The other thing that just sort of looms beyond this season, CJ Stroud is going to be up for a big contract extension this time a year from now.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to become the highest paid player in football a year from now.
Which is why he wouldn't want to get injured.
Well, but it's a concerning thing that it's a recurring thing. He had a shoulder at Ohio State. He had a shoulder his rookie year. He has a shoulder right now.
Money,
but he does still have the same shoulder, Sean.
I know. That's the concern, Katie. Do you have any part of your body that hurts on a regular basis?
I'm young.
Okay, so you're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky. Frito, it's probably a better question for you.
All of that. I understand.
That's the thing. They're going to pay him. Now, he was at a charity basketball game this weekend shooting jump shots. You know, just like warming up. I don't think he played.
He was?
But yeah, he was at U of H.
What are we even talking about?
Yeah, well, but that's a different motion, man. That's a different motion.
I mean, your shoulder's involved.
Yeah,
like,
that's a different.
On, that's all on your legs.
That's a different motion.
You played basketball?
Fair.
God, now we know how I'm
Frito, we got
college.
Just talk radio. Over on my station, we got to worry the hell out of people about
Hit
this.
The off season is a brutal place, y'all.
Dude, it is, but this is a shoulder.
I think it'll be interesting to watch, see how it plays out.
A lot of your listeners are worried about this shoulder.
Believe me.
More than their own shoulders.
their shoulders. Their shoulders are far less consequential than that man's shoulder.
I love that Katie's answer when I'm like,
shoulder.
Does anything hurt on you, Katie? She's like, no.
She's
giving you the D'Amico. Well,
she's tugging at her sleeves like D'Amico was. Yeah, that's a tell. Horrible poker player.
Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Thank you, my man.
See ya.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
It was just a couple of days ago, I think, we were talking about the kid who was on a flight to Orlando, sang a Disney song. It was a crazy flight. Like, it had been delayed. It was, you know, circling around.
Still.
Whatever.
Still.
And people just ruthlessly bullied this girl.
Yeah, they tore her apart, which you cannot do. She's 8 years old.
No,
I mean,
never
you can do it.
No, you really can't.
But that makes you a giant a-hole.
The worst kind of, again, shredding, roasting a child.
Bullying a kid. Much like the, what's his name, Lance McCullers. Like his kids being threatened.
Oh, Lord, because he had a bad outing. He got on the
guys.
Mound and gave up some runs.
The internet is forever.
Yeah, like you can't, there is no excuse, okay? Like there's no point where you're like, well, maybe in this one instance.
It says a lot about you when you go for people online. Okay?
Now, the question is, how do you get to a point where you're bullying kids on an airplane for just trying to sing a Disney song? We have an answer to that. And it's from a flight, Iceland's Play Airlines, headed to wonderful, beautiful Paris. And this happens.
Dear passengers, you already know you're on a flight to Paris, but this isn't just any flight. In fact, this might be the first time in history that someone finds out the gender of their baby somewhere over the North Atlantic. And it's a boy. Huge congrats to our lovely couple. And yes, of course, we have a cake for everyone on board because no one should have to watch the gender reveal empty-handed.
I want to say I am suspicious that applause was piped in. Did you hear that too?
The plane could be full of their friends and family.
Oh, it could have been just there.
There might not be that many normal passengers on the plane.
Yeah.
Or there are enough of them to where, you know, you get those smaller crowds that make a lot of noise.
Like the ones behind, like, because they're right there. So it sounds to me like there is.
Or they know no one's going to care. So they really got to carry that.
There is no one on that plane that is not related to them.
I would say let me off. That's it.
I'm flagging her down being like, I want a credit. I want a credit for this.
I'll pop it on my way down.
It's like, if I'm going to be in your viral video, your weird, weird baby stunt, I want this flight for free.
Well, that's the thing. You know that was not cheap.
No.
Like, there's no way they would have done that for just anyone because they don't want to encourage such things.
No.
It means the couple paid so much money for that to happen.
For why?
And then
though?
To provide everybody with cake, which was a nice gesture.
For why? I do appreciate. I mean, I appreciate.
It better have been really good.
That it was airline cake. I cannot imagine.
No, they might have brought the cake in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Airline cake?
Is that even exist? What am I talking about?
What airline are you flying? And I like the lovely couple, which the couple you cannot see if you're in coach, because ain't no way that's where they're flying.
As you squint,
they're in first class.
As you squint from your seat right across from the bathroom. Cheers to the lovely couple. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow.